When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll focus on the skiing here. I'm waiting for Michaela Schifrin to do her slalom to see if they can win the combined. Breezy Johnson finish the downhill in first. Eric Semmel, Tab Computer. Of course, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here in WTIC News Talk 1080. So I didn't see your supplemental email till this morning. But this story is kind of crazy. And, you know, listen, whether it's FanDuel or, you know, all the other, I mean, in Connecticut, I think it's, basically, you have FanDuel and DraftKings and what have you, but this fraud story is out of Glastonbury.
Yeah, little Glastonbury. These guys are ripping off FanDuel to $3 million. You always ask about the breaches, Brian. Like, why do I care, Eric? Why do I care about the breaches? Well, these guys leverage the data in these breaches to trick FanDuel into not understanding that the accounts they were setting up weren't actual people who were that were betting in FanDuel. That was these
guys.
They
opened up a bunch of accounts under other people, real people's
profile. Identities. They actually used the information they knew with all these breaches to actually trick FanDuel into thinking they were real. And thousands and thousands of identities were stolen. And they talk about the spreadsheet they set up with, you know, whatever your favorite like or whatever is going to be having to do with confirming to FanDuel when they ask you a question or two if you are who you say you are. Yeah, they got the information.
So wait, but then you often get a bonus when you join. You get like, oh, you get $200 in credit. So they must have made bets and then won the bets?
Won the bets and then moved the money off into their own accounts and $3 million in fraud. And I really hope that if they did do this is alleged, that they throw the book at them. And I mean—
Well, they can get up to 20 years for this.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Brian, right? Will we actually prosecute them? And throw them away, throw away the key. Because at this point, we have to. These folks are doing actual computer crimes, digital crimes, stealing people's identities. Like, I don't feel bad for FanDuel. You know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're ripping everybody off as far as gambling goes.
Correct.
Anyways.
No, I'm with you there. But at the same time, you don't want people to get...
Right.
You want to be the people who are dumb enough to bet, let them bet.
Exactly.
You don't want them to lose money when it's not even their fault.
Right. And so these guys are taking advantage of the technology. Obviously, FanDuel's got to do a better job with securing their accounts and realizing who they're... they're letting anybody sign up, really, Brian. Who are they even checking? As far as are you really, Brian, signing up for this account and betting? They seem to not really care that.
Well, you got to connect to a bank account.
Yeah.
So that's something. But yeah, I mean, I think that maybe the authentication is a little bit missing. But to your earlier question, historically, I don't know what the Trump era is, but when the feds file charges like this. They're not wasting their time. You know what I mean? They're going, and their conviction rate is very high.
Let's go. Let's see it.
So, yeah.
We'll be following this to get the rest of the story, to find out if these guys are breaking rocks somewhere.
Now, this isn't necessarily techie, although it could have a tie-in because I think young people waste a tremendous amount of time on their devices. But it turns out, and this doesn't surprise me necessarily, but age and wisdom and experience sometimes bests youth, yes. innocence, and naivete.
It's a great little story. It was on the Register, one of my favorite tech blogs. You're right, it's really not maybe a techie article, but when they say that peak performance occurs between the ages of 55 and 60, my ears perk up.
Yeah, because I mean,
that's where we are.
I love this one.
I'm going to go for this, Brian. And they're saying basically that folks of our that age group are really the ones that are offering that peak performance for employers. And there's lots of folks out there that are looking for work. And the point of this article is to say, don't discriminate against that age group.
Yeah.
You know, I know age discrimination is a thing even after 40.
Ageism is real. In my business, like TV, especially TV, not radio, but ageism right. is real.
And the thing about it, too, is it used to be that all things being equal, that might be the case. You'd have a young person come up, you know, and they would do a better, faster, stronger job, let's say. Nowadays, you can't even get the youth to even show up anymore, Brian.
Correct.
So now you've got these articles that are showing that these experienced folks are going to be better workers on top of that. And it's just confirming what Gen X already knows is that if you're 55 to 60, invest in us.
Yeah, because we're competent. I mean, the thing is that the baseline for a lot of things now is just showing up and being competent. Not being good or great, but just actually being competent.
Exactly. Can you be relied upon?
So listen, what is Nitrogen, one of these dark web criminal organizations or something?
Yeah, so basically script kiddies can go out there and subscribe to becoming a bad guy out there on the interweb, and they can send out about a bunch of emails out there, and they're using Nitrogen ransomware to actually encrypt companies' systems, and then they try to ransom them, right? The problem with the ransomware, though, is it doesn't actually decrypt the data. So the FBI will tell you, do not pay the ransom. Don't pay the ransom. Please.
Well, this group can't
ransom.
Even give you your data back
they
if
can't.
You pay it.
Exactly. So this is great for that world in that if you are finding yourself, I mean, if you're finding yourself encrypted by this group, I'm sorry. But it hopefully leads to more folks not paying the ransom, realizing that if you had a proper backup, if you have the ability to recover in an efficient way, you've already had an incident response plan put in place, you've already done the tabletop exercise, you already know what you're going to do, you should not be paying that crypto ransom that they want from you. And this is just another example of if you hit with Nitrogen, it's not going to work anyways. So FBI would recommend not paying the ransom these days.
But you lose your stuff anyway.
Well, not if you have a good backup and recovery method. If you're already to tell them to go pound sand because you can just restore because it doesn't matter, that's what you should be working on.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them to pound sand.
Yeah.
Love that line. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers joining us. Of course, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC. Listen, I want to skip a story. I want to go to the data center story because, you know, obviously there's so much attention on energy costs, both for residents and for corporations.
Yes.
And now there's, you know, everyone's in this race to get AI businesses in their state or their city.
Right.
But there's a downside risk, and a lot of states are now picking up on that risk.
It's the most bizarre story, though, I thought was interesting. So New York is going to propose a 3-year moratorium pause on data centers. Well, because why? Because they don't have the energy to power them.
Right.
Right. This is something that I've been talking about literally for a year.
But Trump is onto something with this. You know, I don't give him credit for a whole lot, but he thinks.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
the the big companies should pay more for their energy if they're going to do this. And I think that that's the right way to go.
I completely agree. If you're going to consume mass quantities, you should be the one paying for the mass quantities you're consuming, not the rest of us. This should benefit us. If you say AI is so beneficial, and I say that with quotes, it is beneficial. But if it is so beneficial, it's going to make so much money. Build the data. Build the actual electric power plants that are going to help lower our electricity rates, right? Yeah. And now here in New York, they're not really going that way. They're saying, let's just pause data centers. Here in Connecticut, they did a law that says we want to become a data center mecca. And we have worse electricity than New York because New York won't even give us the natural gas to even power in our plants. So I thought this was pretty funny as far as the fact that they're going to propose it. Will it happen? Probably not. I suspect they're going to continue to plow through.
It's too much money being thrown at them from a tax level and from an investment level. But it ends up, it will affect your energy. And you're so right. And now we're trying to get some increased capacity in Connecticut for like natural gas. And now towns are all of a sudden saying, no, we don't want that to happen.
It's crazy.
It's like, well, if you want cheaper prices, you have to make some compromises here. I mean, it's...
Our pipes are freezing, Brian. Let's actually get some power in here.
So listen, the one other thing I wanted to talk about here is this Moltbook thing.
Yes.
Like, this is bizarre to me.
I
don't even know how it works. I don't know who set it up. Like, if AI set it up,
no,
then I would be like, okay, we're cooked.
Yeah. So this is basically social media for AI bots. Yes, I said
that. If you're a sad bot, you can go post and...
Exactly. It's like a Reddit for AI. So and then you can go ahead and assign your agentic AI bot to go ahead and participate in this Moltbook AI social media site. And
Is this hokey? I mean, is this like is this a stunt?
Probably. And most people are saying that the actual prompts that are put in there, like they're talking about how the AI was instantly got in there and started talking about how to come up with their own religion, kind of L. Ron Hubbard-esque, you know, let's come up with a religion of our own. And you start looking at that dystopian future of the AI and their own religion, you know, we're in trouble, right? But of course, they pretty much, folks are saying that these bots have been instructed to actually ask these questions on the social media site. But just imagine if this is some weird precursor to actually having these AI, not that they're conscious, obviously, thank goodness, but that I can just picture the loop that is being caused and then all the energy that's being consumed.
For nothing.
For
literal
nothing you could possibly ask for.
It sounds very Onion-ish. You know what I mean? It just seems farcical.
It's true.
Yeah,
it exists.
It's real.
It's real.
And
the
so regular people like us can look at what they're posting?
You can look at what they're posting, and we've got Molt all these
book,
stories.
MOLTBOOK. So like Facebook. We got to run. Eric Semmel, again, Tab Computers in East Hartford. Great business. And then Tab Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 Saturdays here on WTSE. Great show. You call in whatever questions you have. They'll do the best to answer them and always have some interesting topics. Eric, as always, it's good to see you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.